light bread.
What do you call a round flat pastry?
Batter cakes.
Somebody the other day called them flitters. Did you ever
do
that?
Flitters were more of a corn mixture of corn, wasn't it? Fried corn?
I don't know.
Flitters or fritters? Flitters
are...
I think he meant fritters. Corn fritters, I know you've heard of corn fritters,
yeah.
Haven't you? That's corn fried rather than stewed or whatever they do to it.
Well, it was on the question, I think you gave them pancakes and said, well, we used to call them fritters, but maybe not.
Maybe it might have been some other place, but no. We call them batter cakes when we were kids that time.
What do
you call
meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Oh, sow belly, I believe. That's what we call it, yeah.
And what about pressed meatloaf made from hog roll and hog head?
Hog head cheese.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed.
How about the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Still a seed.
And do you have a name for the kind of
peach that comes away from you too easily? Tree stone.
Then how about the
kind of stick part? Cling, I believe it is.
We call
it cling peach.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And how about some that do have to be
shelled? Butter beans.
Are butter beans the same as long beans?
Lima beans are dried butter beans, I think, would be the difference.
Oh, let's see. What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat?
Greens.
And what do you call corn that you just chuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
And what do you call an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back?
Skunk. Polecat.
Which one would you be more likely to eat?
We use skunk, I use skunk mostly, but we have, it's been called polecat though for years, but incidentally we have very few of them now anymore. I don't know what happened to them. They're about gone from this section of the country.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know actually what happened to them, but they're about to become extinct.
Somebody was telling me, that the way you can get rid of the smell from is to build a fire with pine moss and pitch or something, so it gets a horrible smoke, and that if you can stand to be in the smoke long enough, you can get rid of it.
Well, when you get rid of it, burn your clothes and just wear the smell off. I don't think you ever get rid of it.
Oh, boy. No. Makes me cringe to think about it.
I can tell you a little story when we get through there. I'll tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
Several years ago, a tractor company would send us a Christmas present. They sent us some cheese spread. Their daughter was about 4 years old at the time, and we had to take her over to Waycross to see the